Just a quick bottom line from yesterday. Yesterday was a lot, was heavy. So, bottom line, the Maisa. When one makes Kiddush Friday night, or anytime he has a real kosher bracha, Kiddush Abdallah, he does not need to make Ikar Adin, he does not need to drink anything. He can give it to somebody else. When the Mechaber says, Ereish Ayin Gimel Dalibu, who? Only if that person doesn't know how to make a bracha himself. So the Mishabura over here says, brings down poskim that disagree with that Mechaber. The Bir Halacha we spoke about yesterday in Kuf Tzadi says that this Shulchan Aruch is Nidchem Mehalacha. So Mikar Adin, the Gaonim hold that the Mekadesh has to drink a Melo Lugma. So the Chatkir, that's the best way to do it. If that's not Shayach, Mikar Adin, and even if it is Shayach, Mikar Adin, we don't pass like the Gaonim. It's Ro'i Lachush L'Divrei HaGaonim. So the Mekadesh himself does not need to drink. Somebody else can drink, and that person should drink a whole Melo Lugma. The Magen Avraham says that he should drink a mashu himself. Me'ikra Adim, we don't pass him like that Magen Avraham, but kind of the poskim are choshish for that Magen Avraham and recommend drinking a little bit. With that, you don't fulfill the Gaonim, because the Gaonim said to drink, the Mekadesh to drink Malugmav, but you satisfy this opinion of the Magen Avraham, even though the Bir Halacha does not seem to go with it, even though Mishmur here brings down the Magen Avraham. But in other places, the whole Rai of the Magen Avraham is from the Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Gimel Dalet, and he totally knocked out that Shulchan Aruch. So that was the source for the Magen Avraham. So that's kind of what the Sfarim is saying, to drink a mashu, but it's not necessary. That's my understanding.
Why today we
No, Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush on a Revius. Everyone agrees to that. But you only have to drink a Malugmav of the Revius. A robe Revius, you have to drink. The Kiddush must, Kosher Bracha needs a Revius. Otherwise, it's not a Kosher Bracha. That's everyone, that's Muskam. Okay. So we finished Reish Ayin Beis, and we did Reish Ayin Gimel Dalid, and now we're going to try to do Reish Ayin Gimel Aleph Beis and Gimel. Okay, this is a very juicy siman. This is the siman of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. This is one of those exciting sugyas in Perek Arvei Psachim. And the Gemara over there in Dav Kuf Amud Beis and Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, we actually said over the Gemara before, they used to make Kiddush in Shul. Some places they still make Kiddush in Shul. The question is why? And Rav holds when you make Kiddush in Shul, everyone's able to take Kiddush. Why? Because you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Not necessary. Two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Kiddush, mitzvah Suda. Never the twain shall meet. Shmuel, what that means, I don't know. Shmuel says, lo yatsu. Shmuel says, they're not yatsu with the Kiddush and Shul. Why? Because ain't Kiddush ela b'makom Suda. The two are, it's not two, I mean, it's two mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs go together. Why? The Rashbam explains over there in the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg. And we learn out from there, B'makom kriya sham tehe oneg. Where there's a kriya, meaning Kiddush, you're calling out Shabbos, there has to be oneg. Okay, so you're not yet to Kiddush without being a Suda. We'll see how to define Suda. We're not going to discuss that tonight. What we have to discuss tonight is, in Kiddush ela b'makom Suda. What does it mean, b'makom? What's a makom? If I make Kiddush sitting in this seat, and then I want to eat my Yushalmi kugel in this seat, is that Kiddush makom Suda? Or not Kiddush makom Suda? What if I want to go in the next room? What if I want to go across the street? What if I want to go upstairs? What if I want to go downstairs? That's what we're going to try to discuss. So, we paskin like Shmuel, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, paskin like Shmuel, because the Gemara brings on a number of Amorah, and they're passing like Shmuel, usually Rav and Shmuel. By this kind of stuff, we're passing like Rav, also Rabbi Yochanan's on Rav's team, but the Rishonim, because the Gemara seems to go with Shmuel, Amorah and follow Shmuel, so we pass him like Shmuel, ain't Kiddush ela b'makom Suda. Okay, so now, what? Day and night. Very good. Day and night. Actually, that didn't come up yet. I think it will come up at the end of the Siman, which I didn't get to yet this time around. Okay, so what does it mean, makom Suda? So we'll start with three options. Okay? There's one, you're going within one room from one, what the Gemara calls, or what the Rishonim call, pina le pina, from one corner to the other. He makes Kiddush over here, and he wants to eat his Rishonim kugel in that corner. And that's one discussion. Okay, we should probably do it differently. Okay, from one house to another house. Okay, hold on, time out. I want it to be, if it's Mesudar, we'll get it. Okay, there's three possibilities. There's one house to another house. There's one room to another room within the same house. Upstairs, downstairs, this room, that room, living room, dining room, kitchen. And then there's within one room from one corner of the room to the other. Those are the three possibilities, which we're going to discuss. Now, aside from that, we have two other issues and that might affect things. What if I have das? What if I make kiddush over here with my I make a tanai. I'm making kiddush over here, but I want to eat over there. Is das and a tanai, is that going to help? We'll get there. The other thing is, what if it's in different rooms, that everyone agrees from one house to the other? I make kiddush over here, and I'm going to eat over there across the street in Kalev. That's for sure not good. But what if I could see from one to the other? Or what if I have das and I'm going to eat over there? Is that going to help? So we have three ways of discussing what is a makom, which we're going to get to right now. And then aside from that, there's a separate discussion, even if it's halachically a different makom, does it help that I had das to eat over there? And does it help that I can see from one makom to the other? So from one house, mibayis, labayis, from one house to the next house, everyone agrees that's called shinu makom. One cannot make kiddush over here and eat in a different house. Okay, we're not yet discussing das, and we're not yet discussing if I can see from one to the other. It's not the same makom, period. The Gemara, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, ain't kiddush makom suda. Then the Gemara says, sabra mina they thought, hani mili mi bayis la bayis. That's only if you go from one house to the other. Ava mi makom la makom b'chad beis alo. Only if you go from one house to the other, but within one house, I go from the kitchen to the living room to the dining room, here to the Ezra's Nashim. Maybe that's okay. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Amalei Rav Anan, sometimes I was in front of Shmuel, right? This is Shmuel's din, Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, that's Shmuel. And we went from upstairs to downstairs, and he made Kiddush again. We made Kiddush upstairs, and for whatever reason, they couldn't eat upstairs. They went downstairs, and Shmuel would make Kiddush again. So from that Gemara, we see that if you go from room to room, that's also called a Shinui Makom. I can't make kiddush in this room and eat in that room. If I make kiddush in this room, I have to eat in this room. So from one house to the other, for sure, shinui makom. From one room to the next is a discussion of the Gemara, and the Gemara says that that's also called the shinui makom. I can't make kiddush in room number one and eat in room number two. Now, the Rif's girsa of that Gemara is different. He says, the girsa is as follows. Sover me no hani mili mi bayis la bayis. That's the same. They thought kiddush, but makom suda means you can't go from one house to the other. Aval mi pina la pina la, from one corner of the room to the other corner of the same room. That's not good. And then the Gemara goes on to, it's the same continuation. So, it's not, so it's really not so clear, but most want to understand that when the Rif has that different gear so than everybody else, that he holds even within one room to go from pina to pina, from one corner of the room to the other, is a problem. I can't make kiddush here and eat my Yerushalmi kugel over there. Okay, that's the Rif. However, and the Ran, they assume that's the Rif. That's the gear. It's a Rif. It's not so clear because the Gemara then goes on to give a raya. The raya is only legabe cheder lecheder. The raya doesn't talk about pina lepina. But because the gersa sarif is mipina lepina, they under the Ran understands that he means mipina lepina is no good. However, the Rambam, the Rush, the Tosas, they all say, you know, see the Shulchan Aruch, mipina lepina from one side of the room to the other is not a shinui makom. It's not a problem. So again, that means from one house to the other is a problem. From one room to the other is a problem. Within the same room, we assume it's not a problem. There's a Rif and a Ran that say it is, but most Rishonim Shulchan Aruch say it's not a problem. So let's see that now in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Ayin Gimel Aleph. Ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Great, right? Mishum Rosif Katan Aleph. Dechsiv Karasu L'Shabbos Oneg. The pasuk we said over. Ubebayis echad, and in one house, meaning one room, mipina lepina, from one corner of the room to the other corner of the same room, chashuv makom echad, that's called one place. That's fine. Shimkideish lecha bepina zu, I made kiddush in this corner. V'nimlach, and I changed my mind, and I went to eat Yerushalmi kogel the other corner of the same room. V'nimlach lecha bepina acheres, he went to eat in a different corner of the same room. Avilu who trucked in gadol, even if it's a huge hall, you're in, I don't know, Madison Square Garden, whatever. Huge hall. Ain't no tzarech lachzor lekadesh. Lepina, we paskin, is not considered a different makom. It's the same makom, and it's okay.
Regardless of seeing.
What?
Regardless of seeing.
Sounds like regardless of seeing, regardless of size. Mishmas of katan gimel. Umikam makom. Lechatchila tov shul asur mimakom shekidesh. He says, lechatchila, you shouldn't go from one, make kiddush over here and eat on the other side of the room. Da yesh machmir gam mipina lepina, because there are those that are machmir, also from pina lepina. That's the Ran based on the gears of the Rif. Im lo shayadaito be shekidesh lecho be pina cheres as mestarvei lachmir. So now he throws in from left field something we didn't really get to yet, but we mentioned in the introduction that daas. Da'as does play a role, we're going to see. So, lechatchila, if there's no reason to do it, you shouldn't do it because the Ran says not to do it. But most Rishonim say it's okay, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. Mishabura recommends not doing it because of the Ran and the Rif. Unless you had Da'as, because we're going to see Da'as is like a mitigating circumstance. Da'as changes things a little bit. We'll see how much it changes things. But it changes things a little bit. And certainly over here, he says that then once you have Das also on your side, doesn't mean you don't have to worry. Now the big sugi over here about the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, we buy the sukkah, choshev can be pina lepina. For to go from the house to the sukkah is considered to go from one corner of a room to the other corner of the same room. Now, that doesn't necessarily make sense to us. Where's the sukkah? Some people live on the 10th floor and the sukkah is downstairs in the garage, in the parking lot. So he's obviously not talking about that, right? And some people have it on their impressor. Different people have sukkahs in different places. So what's he talking about? So look at the Bir Allah. So it's a very specific case which is not necessarily relevant. I mean, it's relevant, but it's not so common.
Three types
of sukkahs? Okay, right. Let's see the Bir Halacha. Umibayis is sukkah. The Ramah wants to say it's called Mipina Lepina, the same room. I have a Mishnah Berurah. Oh, we skipped that. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, I guess. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Hey. Second line of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Hey. Mairi Shah Sukkah Betocha Bait. We're talking about a sukkah that's inside the house. Shahusar Hayatsiya. That means people have what I understand this is you have a roof that comes off. One of the rooms of your house has a roof that opens up, and that's going to be your sukkah. Now, it sounds like you have a big living room. I have a big dining room. Half the dining room, the ceiling opens up, I put there schach, and then I put up a sheet, that whatever. I put up some sort of wall in my dining room, that should be the wall of the sukkah. Okay? So he's saying, there is no hefzik mechitza, only mechitza sa sukkah. Why did I put up a mechitza there for the sukkah. Why did I put that up? For halachic reasons, because I need a wall in my sukkah. But it's not like a separate room, really. It's really part of the same room. But for halachic reasons, I put up a wall. The arkane sphere there for the Ramah holds. The cave in Shem Chitzas Asuka Asuya, the Tashmish, the wall's not really there for any practical reason. El the Shem Mitzasuka, it's only there because of Mitzasuka. Therefore, it's as if it's not there. It's one big room. Choshev Kimi, Pina, Lepina, below Mechitza. Right? Which we said is okay. Skip a line. Aval. Ima, I mean, Mishabas have caught on, hey, halfway down. Aval ima, sukkah asuya michutz labayis. If my sukkah is on the merpeset, and what's separating my house from my sukkah is not just the wall of the sukkah, it's the wall of the house. Shemichitzos habayis mafsikos. So then that's not considered one room, it's two separate rooms. Habe lekimicheder lecheder. Which we said already, cheder lecheder is a problem. Cheder lecheder without das and without seeing, this cheder lecheder is considered a different makom. The kishen daitim lechila tzarch lekadesh sheinis in lo sheroes makom arishon. Okay, he's throwing in all these other factors that we didn't get to yet. But it's considered a different makom. It's considered cheder lecheder. Zeu bir divrei Rama lefima shabiro amagin Avram. That's how the Magen Avraham explains the Rama. Continues the Mishabur. Umnei sheyesh poskim achokin al zeh, since the poskim who argue on this, kumo shibati bibir alacha, al kein tov, kishirot elak, or acha kiddish, es dirasa lesuda, sheyesh dem itchila revias yama makom udel, slash of the zeh makom suda. Okay. So, let's say you have this kind of sukkah. And it either rains during, it's raining. Raining. So if it's raining, so we make kiddush in the house, and then it stops raining, we want to go out to the sukkah. So I mean, kiddush in the house, I want to make hamotzi in the sukkah. Kiddush makom suda. That's where the shaila comes up, or the opposite. I make kiddush in the sukkah. All of a sudden, there's a downpour. I want to eat in the house. Do I have to make kiddush again? How do we handle that? So what I understand the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even in this kind of sukkah, that's really part of your house, you just took off the roof and there's no wall separating it, but because not everyone agrees with this Ramah, therefore, to play it safe, we're going to learn, what does it mean, suda? We didn't get to that yet. Suda is suda hamotzi, is suda yushalmi kugel, or there's even an opinion, suda is a revius of wine. Okay, so to be yotze kiddush, you need to drink a malalugma. But to be yotze kiddush makom suda, there is an opinion that if you drink a revius of wine, it's a discussion, the malalugma is included in the revius, or it's not included in the revius. So he's just saying, to play it safe, drink a revius of wine, and therefore, you yotze kiddush makom suda, even according to those who argue on the Rama. So the Bir Halacha, the first few lines, he brings down the Eli Rabba, the Gra, the Maimon Mordechai. They all disagree with the Rama. And they say that, no, I don't care why that wall's there. You want to call it halachic wall? That's very nice. Halachic wall. So it's a wall. And once it's a wall, it's considered two different rooms. Once it's considered two different rooms, it's two different makamos, and you can't make kiddush here and make hamotzi over there. Do we count the halachic wall as a wall that's going to separate the two rooms, the Gabe Kiddush, Makom Suda? Not so lumdish. Sorry. The Rama holds, we don't count that wall. It's a halachic wall. It's not a real wall. So it doesn't count. It's considered one room. And the other person will say, no, I don't care. It's a halachic wall. That's very nice. But it's there. It's a halachic wall. And it separates the two rooms as cheder the cheder when it comes to kiddush makom suda. And therefore, you can't make kiddush in one and hamotzi in the other. So the Rama is mekel. So Mishnah Berurah says, but the Rav Chadamilsa, the Chatzchila, he says, to be chayshish with other opinions, so drink a revius of yayin wherever you make kiddush, then you yotzi kiddush makom suda, and then you can go move from the house into the sukkah or the sukkah into the house, according to everybody, sort of. We'll see tomorrow, it's not necessarily going to everybody still, but it's better. It's all in the same house, but what so far we've said from room to room in the same house is you can't make kiddush in room A and eat in room B. That's a problem. You have to make kiddush again if you go from room A to room B. We'll see. For now, that's what comes out so far. Okay. So now the mechaber. Okay, so again, we have pina lepina in one room, most rishonim all make a din, it's one room. So what's one makom? We have room to room in the same house, it's two different makomos, and certainly from house to house, a different house, two different makomos, you can't make kiddush here and eat over there. Ain't kiddush ela for makom suda. Good. So now we said there's two other issues. One is, can you have das? Does das help? So we already saw das helps a little bit. The question is how much? What's the story with das? I have das to eat somewhere else. Is that going to help me? Now, all right, we'll get there in a minute. And if I can see from one room to the other, is that going to help me? We discussed it. We're not going to discuss it again. When it comes to minion, if part of the minion is you see through the glass, or by a zim when it comes up. Okay, it comes up over here also. So when it comes to das, basically like this. Based on the Beis Yosef explains, very beautiful Beis Yosef. What? Over here, Beis Yosef. Answer. We said that when you make kiddush in shul Friday night, no one's yotze. Why are they not yotze? They have das to go eat at home. So what do you see? Das doesn't help. So Bavli holds das does not help. There's Yerushalmi that says a das does help. So there's a Rav Nissim Gaon. He passed like Yerushalmi. Das helps. Thank you, Shabbat Gaon. So unless you have das, once you have das, you can eat anywhere. As it seems. Tosus kind of tweaks this Rav Nissim Gaon. He wants to say, nah, there's no machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Really, the Bavli Yerushalmi agree. Oh, one says Das helps, and one says Das doesn't help. It depends. Das does not help from house to house. I can't have Das make kiddush here and have Das to eat over there. That and that and across the street. That does not help. But within one building, I can eat make kiddush here and have Das to eat in the Ezes Nashim, and that will be okay. So Das works me cheder lecheder, and that's Tosus is like compromise. Das does not work me bias abayas. It does work me cheder lecheder. And then there's a Ran that goes straight out with the Bavli. He says, there is a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, Halacha ke Bavli, Tanai does not work at all. So we have Nisim Gaon says, Tanai helps with everything, like Yerushalmi. The Ran says, the Das helps for nothing. And then we have the middle of the road where Das helps for Cheder L'Cheder, but does not help for Bias L'Bias. Okay, I did a side of order. Because that's what it was in Vez Yosef. Okay, so we're going to skip the first V.H. Omer. Look at the second V.H. Omer. We'll go back to the first one, don't worry. V.H. Omer. Second V.H. Omer. It's the second to last line on the page. In the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Ayin Gima'ah. V.H. Omer. Shim Kiddush b'makom echad al das lako b'makom acher. If you make Kiddush in one place, with das eat in another place. Shepherd Dami, it's okay. Whose opinion is that? Rav Nissim Gaon. V'ayin le'el reish simen kuf ayin ches. Kuf ayin ches is the sister simen of reish ayin gimel, because that talks about shini makom, when do I have to make another shakel, my Coca-Cola. I'm drinking Coke over here. If I go outside, I have to make another shakel. What if I go in that room? What if I could see? What if I had das? All these other things. So in terms of when you do not have to make another bracha, we're not discussing that right now. Ayin kuf ayin ches. Okay, so now the Yesh Omer again. Shim Kiddush b'makom echad das lechol b'makom acher. If you had das, it helps. However, clarifies the Machaber like Tosus and the Rosh. V'hu shiyush shnei makomos b'bayis echad. That's only if the two makomos are in bayis echad. It's like mecheder lecheder, right? Like the compromise opinion of Tosus and the Rosh. Could go mecheder lecheder, room to room, from the kitchen to the dining room, or me'igal la'ara, upstairs to downstairs. Mishabur Tivkaton Ches Bais Echad Hainu Tachas Gag Echad. Okay, and here Dirshu goes through a whole discussion. What about the Chadar Madrigot, and what about the Mirpeset? And it's all basically Machlokes Rosh Hashanah and Rav Yashiv. Rosh Hashanah basically considers it your part of your house, and not that you should necessarily do it L'Chatchila. But he views it as mi cheder lecheder, and Rav Yosha views it as bias la bias. It's more chomer. Okay. Now, the Torah brings down a Rav Sar Shalom. And Rav Sar Shalom says, as long as you can see from one house to the other, it's okay. Even if it's by, it's across the street. I can see from here into the Kalaver, whatever, the Shtibo. And therefore, I can make Kiddush over here and eat over there. Because I can see, even without Das. Okay, let's see that in the previous Yesh Omer that we skipped. The Yesh Omer. Shekol Sheroa Makomo, Afilu Umi Bayis Lechotzer, Eina Tzach Lachso Lekadish. As long as you can see from one to the other, that's good enough. Kiddush B'Makom Suda means you can see from one to the other. Mishmar Sivkatam Vav, Shekol Sheroa Makomo, Shekevan Sheyachal B'Makom Asudin L'Rosas Makom Shekidesh. I can go over there in Kalav and look out the window and see into the window over here, the shul. I feel derech halon. I feel rak mixas makomo, part of the room. Choshin hakol k'makom echad. As long as I can see from one to the other, one makom. I feel bias lechotzer mishubas sivkatan zayin. Who I did me bias lebias im ro makomo. Okay, I can see from one to the other. The ain lismoch adas hayesh omrim azeh. So now the Machaber brings down the Sar Shalom as the Yesh Omrim and says to Mishabura, do not rely on this opinion. Rak the inyan yeve b'shasot chak. Only if you're in a very stuck. Shelo yuchal isa b'makom hakiddush. For whatever reason, something happened, you can't possibly eat in the place you make kiddush. Aval b'lav hachi yizar ma'o shelo lahakem yibayis labayis. Do not be lenient. Yibayis labayis. Ayidei re'is makom. From just because you can see from one to the other. Why? Ki yesh achron shemachmir nafilu b'di'eved. Because the Ran holds even b'di'eved it's no good. And therefore, you should not rely on re'is. I don't know if it's the Ram. The Ram was the other one. There are those who don't hold from this. I don't remember who it is. I mean, it's Dafka Rav Shalom. So the others who are Machmir, he says, don't rely on this opinion at all. Okay, look at the Sharat Zion Ois Ches on the bottom. Even b'di'evid, you should not rely on this re'iyas makom. Just because you can see from one to the other, re'iyas labayis. Unless, you know, shayis adaitos amitchila. The time of the Azish Tzarev, the Das of Nisim Gon, and Kibur Eli Rabba, the Shitatsu Yafil, Mibayis Labayis, Mani Daito. So we have a Rav Nisim Gon who says, if you have Das, it works Mibayis Labayis. We don't know if we're going to rely on that exactly yet. But mibayis labayis, if I can see, and I have das, I have those two things going for me, even mibayis labayis is going to be okay, according to the Derech HaChaim. However, continues the Sharat Zion, over Sefer Eben HaOzer, Machmir, the Re'ez Makom Lo Mahani Klal mibayis labayis, just because you can see from one to the other doesn't help at all, the Afilu Daitu Zemitchila. So even if I have two things going for me, I can see from one to the other, and I have das to go from one to the other, no good. Still no good. Now, one day I make Kiddush and I end up over there for whatever reason. I can't be here. Should I make another Kiddush? Is it a shayla of a bracha levatala? So he says, Nira dibidiyev nechshash bracha levatala yesh lochu shadasa yesh omrim. So you shouldn't make Kiddush again. Afrim lois daitu lezer mitchila. Kibasefer shuchan atzishitim etikatzver yeshom lalacha. So when it comes to making another bracha, which is a suffix bracha levatala, so then we're not going to do that. We were going to rely on the yesh omrim. But certainly, lechatila, one should not rely on not riyas makom and not das, even when you have the two together, when it comes to two different batim, two different houses. What about mecheder lecheder? So the Ramah concludes over here the chein ikker. The ikker is that if you had das works mecheder lecheder. Das works mecheder lecheder. Says the Bir Alacha, Dibar Mask of Echein Iker on the next page. Umikom Makom Lo Yase Lechatchila Lo Yase Kein El B'Makom Dochak. Lechatchila, one should not rely on Das, even Mecheder Lecheder, but also Bayis, because the Magen Avraham was Machmir. Umikom Makom Le'inyi Mecheder Lecheder B'Vaday Nochon Lochosh Lechatchila Das Aran Shem Machmir B'Zeh. Miu im garo im kama near the shlaka of the khatkhila in dait to the base akidish. So the Rama seems to be makel on das alone mikhad al khader. Bottom line. The Bir Alacha says like this. If you have khad al khader, two rooms in the same building, if you have two things going for you, you have das to eat in the other room and you can see from one room to the other, so then it's good. My shver's shul in Teaneck, New Jersey, after shul they have a main sanctuary where they daven, and then there's a big humongous hallway where they have a kiddush. After davening, the rabbi makes kiddush in shul, and then they go out into the hallway and eat. But there's windows you could see from the shul into the hallway. So they're making kiddush over here, they're eating over there. But they had das to eat over there, they know the kiddush is going to be over there. And every Riyas Makom, they can see. So that, the Bir Alacha says, is good, even the Chatchila. When you have both things going for you, Riyas Makom and Das, and there are two rooms in the same building, Atachas Gag Echad, so there, even the Bir Alacha is naked.